Elon Musk's ex suing the Indian government.
Accenture has just raised its revenue forecast.
Let's talk startups and ESOPs.
PayU just acquired a 43.5% stake in Mindgate Solutions.
Potential return of MDR or merchant discount rate on UPI transactions.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's get started with this very important story on Elon Musk's ex suing the Indian government. Bhavya, give us some details.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. So X is back in court. This time it's challenging what it calls unlawful and unregulated censorship. So the company says the government is using a workaround, basically bypassing legal safeguards to impose takedowns without due process. These are big allegations here, Chandra.
Right. And specifically, if you look at the petition, X is arguing that instead of using Section 69A, which is the proper legal framework for content removal, the Indian government has been using Section 79.3B and the Sahyog portal to issue takedown orders without oversight.
So now the Karnataka High Court heard the case on Monday. The government told the court it hasn't taken any action against X as of now for not joining Sahyog, basically. But X is worried about future moves, of course.
Right. And Elon Musk is now asking the court to restrict content removals under Section 79.3B and suspend enforcement of the Sahyog portal orders. We will wait and watch and, of course, update you all about this in the coming episodes. But the timing is certainly interesting. This is coming just days after Starlink announced a couple of important partnerships in India. There is buzz that Starlink will be green-lighted, but on the other hand, Elon Musk's ex is not so happy with the Indian government.
Moving on to big money in AI, Accenture has just raised its revenue forecast thanks to growing demand for AI-powered digital transformation within IT.
Right. No surprises there. Companies worldwide are investing heavily in AI, cloud, and data security. Accenture says it saw strong demand, especially from banks and telecom firms, and now expects annual revenue to grow between 5 to 7% compared with its previous forecast of 4 to 7%. So, Bhavya, this is good news for the IT industry.
That's right, because IT industry watchers know that, you know, Accenture's performance is often a barometer for India's IT sector. So with a huge workforce here, these numbers could indicate a stronger hiring and growth cycle for Indian IT firms. I think it's definitely a good news for the IT sector.
Right. Let's wait and see how that pans out. But let's talk startups and ESOPs, because looks like founders may finally get some clarity on whether they can keep their stock options after an IPO.
True. So markets regulator SEBI has just released a consultation paper that proposes new rules that will allow startup founders who are often classified as promoters during an IPO to hold on to their ESOPs, well, as long as they are granted at least 1 year before listing.
So this is huge because founders have often had to give up their ESOPs when their company goes public. But market experts have pointed out that there may be cases where founders are listed as promoters for an IPO based on their holding, including the options which were vested, because public issue norms require that. In such a scenario, the existing norms do not clearly state whether the founders can exercise their ESOPs. So in the days to come, we will get more clarity on this.
Right. So moving on to another big news in the fintech space. So Prosus-backed fintech unicorn PayU just acquired a 43.5% stake in Mindgate Solutions. Well, Mindgate is a real-time payment tech firm. Chandra, what do you think about this?
It looks like the startup ecosystem is heating up with consolidation and M&As. So just to give you some perspective, while PayU did not disclose the deal size, there is buzz that this could be between $200 and $300 million. So certainly a big acquisition for PayU, which also has India IPO plans. So Mindgate processes over 8 billion transactions a month, and this investment is set to strengthen PayU's position in India's rapidly growing digital payment sector.
You're right, Chandra. This deal definitely signals more consolidation. Well, not just in fintech, but across the startup and tech ecosystem. We also saw a lot of consolidation in the SaaS industry as well. Maybe 2025 is the year of consolidation and industry-wide correction.
Right. So before we wrap, Bhavya, let's talk about UPI payments and a big policy shift that just came in. So banks and payment companies we've been speaking to are quite confident about a potential return of MDR or merchant discount rate on UPI transactions. What's fueling their hope, Bhavya?
So just a quick explainer here, MDR is the fee merchants pay for accepting digital payments, and it was scrapped in 2020, but now the government has cut back on UPI subsidies. So insiders say that this is a signal that MDR will be reintroduced soon, at least for large merchants.
Makes sense. I think the thought here is, why should the government subsidize billion-dollar companies like Amazon and Flipkart while they already pay 2% MDR on card payments?
Exactly. So if MDR comes back, it could change the economics of UPI payments here. But experts say that it's unlikely to hurt small merchants or consumers. So that's a breather for small merchants out there. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Shout out to our reporters, Aihik Sur, Anand J, Rishabh Shah, and the entire Startup Bureau for the stories we spoke about today.
Right, we air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on all platforms, Money Control website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.